Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hit the ice in Philadelphia this evening, looking to close out the month of March and to avoid a season sweep at the hands of the Flyers, who are struggling to stay in the playoff hunt. The Philly gang will bring one of their best efforts of the season tonight, meaning the Hawks will need to match their intensity at the start and for the full 60 minutes. Drop the puck at center ice and we're underway in the Hawks' control. Vlasic at the Hawk blue line. Hawks get control off the draw. Here's a wraparound by Reichle. Scores! And Lucas Reichel, from behind the Flyer net, he took a carom of a shot that came off the stick of Jared Tenorti. And Reichel beat Erson to the near post and wrapped it in behind him. It was on his second attempt. And yes, sir, Reichel scores, making it 1-0 Hawks, 2-0-1 into the contest. Fairby lifts the puck to center ice. Slotin had it for a moment, lost it at the Hawk blue line. Kevin Korchinski skating ahead, fires it down the left side glass. We got a scrap. It's Ryan Donato and Scott Lawton. Lawton has thrown a couple of punches. Oh, and Donato gets his right hand free, and he plunks Lawton with one. They continue to grapple and have hold of each other's sweaters. Now it's a wrestling match here. Lawton trying to throw an uppercut and get his hand free. Donato's got him pinned against the glass right next to the Flyer bench. So a whistle will stop play. Lawton was the aggressor early in that scrap. Fired a couple of rights, didn't land him. And Ryan Donato came back and looked like he caught him with a good one there. And Lawton went down for a moment.
Yeah, not really sure what kind of started this one. Lawton's not really a guy that is known for dropping the mitts, neither is Ryan Donato, but I would assume that Scott Lawton is trying to fire up his team here near the end of the first period.
Bedard has the puck at the Hawk line. To Vlasic at center ice, to Bedard over the Flyer line. Put it over left circle, a shot by Kurashev, he scores! Philip Kurashev with a hard snapshot from the left wing circle beats Erson into the top right corner. And with 3 minutes left in period number one here in Philly, it's 2-0 Hawks. And there's a shot from Tyson Forster. He scores from the high slot of the Hawk zone. A little deep and a shot by Forster, 17 seconds into the frame. That went right to the five hole on Soderblom. And the Flyers get one back, trailing 2-1. Foligno kept it in at the line. The Johnson, right circle, down to Kurashev. Fed it up to Foligno, shoots, he scores! Power play goal for Nick Foligno. Bada boom, bada bang! The Hawks lead 3-1 for Nick Foligno. He takes the team lead in power play goals. That's his eighth on the season in a brilliant setup by Kurashev. 3-1 in favor of the Hawks. Right wing corner, Hawk zone. Seth Jones there to slap it up the left wing side. Anderson can't clear the zone. Reichel finally does, pokes it to center ice. Anderson may get a breakaway, and he does. Anderson over the Flyer line, down the slot, shoots, he scores! Joey Anderson! He beats the goaltender, Erson, under the glove. And the Hawks now lead the Flyers 4-1 with 10:51 left in the third. And you can see Anderson looking at that shot the entire way. And boy, I mean, he beat Erson cleanly. Kaiser carries behind the net. Then out, moving it ahead, Anderson. Crossing the Flyer line, left point, put it in front. Entwistle shoots, he scores! Mackenzie Entwistle off of a brilliant handoff there from Anderson that originated from the left wing boards. Exclamation point for the Hawks. They lead 5-1 with 5:27 left in the third. 5 seconds left in the game. Ginning content to take the puck behind the Flyer net, and you hear the boos as the game comes to an end. This is an enormous loss for the Philadelphia Flyers. 5-1 the final score, and with this loss, the Flyers are in position to be caught by the Washington Capitals, who are playing the Boston Bruins right now, and if the Capitals win that game, they leapfrog over the Flyers and into the third spot in their division.